Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 5th of May. Financial markets have the excitement of the US Federal Reserve policy decision on Wednesday of this week. The market is not looking for a change in interest rates at this meeting, but there's a reasonable degree of uncertainty about what then happens next. Last Friday's US employment report was okay, but the effects of trade taxes are not going to hit growth for some time. It is inflation that will be affected first. Nonetheless, the details of the employment report did show some characteristics that the Fed must consider to be transitory. Employment in the trucking industry rose, for instance, and that is unlikely to continue as volumes of imports start to slump. Admittedly, there will still be a need to move inventory around from warehouses to retailers. The Fed does not, at this stage, have a great deal of transparency on the inflation effect of the trade taxes, and in particular, the second round effects. There's uncertainty about what the trade taxes will be. Overnight, US President Trump declared a 100% tax on foreign movies, on the grounds that Mr. Bean is a national security issue. There is also uncertainty about whether the trade taxes are being collected at all, with reports of careful rerouting of trade from China. One third of China's exports rerouted to avoid US President Trump's first-term taxes. There is uncertainty about how US manufacturers will respond to the taxes as well. Perhaps most significant, there's uncertainty about how US retailers are going to respond. The Fed could have to take into account attempts to instigate another round of profit-led inflation. Certainly, some of the tariff surcharges that are being applied to retail receipts and posted on social media suggest that more than the cost of the tariff may be being passed on to consumers in some cases, always assuming the social media posts are accurate. It is just possible that partisan political bias may have extended into social media. There's little in today's data releases to improve either markets or indeed the Federal Reserve's understanding of the state of the economy. Service sector business sentiment polls are a weak source of information in normal circumstances, and in the increasingly polarised and indeed sensationalist world that we operate in, these are definitely not normal circumstances. Any information from the ISM on reported comments of the surveyed companies might be of some interest. These will still be subject to political bias, of course, but do give perhaps a sense of degree of the consequences for businesses of policy uncertainty. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.